I'm Lauren. You know me as the Dole Whip girl, but I'm more than just a foodie. I am your one-stop shop for Disney dining, specialty snacks, fascinating Disney history, and more. As a mom of three, I love finding and trying all of the off-the-beaten-path activities. Basically, I am your roadmap to the parks and resorts, but especially Magic Kingdom.
Hi, I'm Jillian, former cast member turned Disney Vacation Club member. I always find time to relax on my Disney vacation, and it's my duty to make sure you do too.
Hey listeners, my name is Dawn and I'm your girl for all things Epcot, hotel points, and adult beverages. I can't wait to show you around the world in a day as your Disney travel agent.
Welcome back everybody to the Spill in the Teacups podcast. We are three travel planners specializing in Disney destinations here to spill all things Disney. Cheers, ladies. Bree mentioned how last time we stopped cheersing. So cheers. I have my Disney mug. Ah, it's blurry.
Cheers.
Anyway, guys, we are back to talk full service Animal Kingdom. Now, Animal Kingdom doesn't have a ton of sit-down full-service options to choose from. So this is going to be kind of a short episode. All right, so all things Animal Kingdom. We're going to split up. Animal Kingdom is split up into sections. They have Oasis, Africa, Asia, Discovery Island, Dinoland USA, and Pandora. So, which, you guys, it was rumored for a long time that, like, Dinoland was going away, but I don't see it going away anytime soon.
It is. It's going to be, like, Encanto and Indiana Jones. I keep telling clients, this is the last time you're going to ride Dinosaur. This is the last time you're going to see A Bug's Life. Like, I've been saying this for like 6 months now because they announced at D23 that they're going to turn this into a like Indiana Jones and Canto area possibly. And then Make Bug's Life Zootopia. Yeah. So I keep telling people that like, this might be the last time you'll ever see it. And then it's like still there. So
I thought for sure Bug's Life was going to be closed when we were there.
I thought so too. I keep saying this is the last time.
I know. So, but it was sure as open. So anyway, Animal Kingdom is more than 500 acres and over 2,000 animals. Now that's per the Walt Disney World Company website. So of course,
yeah, and I double checked that on like multiple Disney websites. Over 2,000 animals. That's a lot.
And here's a fun fact: like, I love Animal Kingdom, and I know that that's kind of an unpopular opinion for some. Like, Animal Kingdom, it's either, you guys back me up, you know what you see, Animal Kingdom is either like the one park people skip, or it's the one park like on top of their list.
Yeah,
it's like one or the other.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah.
I think that's I rotate between that being my number two and Magic Kingdom being my number two.
Really?
Yeah.
It depends. If it's hot and humid.
Get out of here. We like it.
Yeah.
Ugh, they have snakes.
Facts.
All Florida has snakes.
Facts. All right. So I'm, instead of creating like a fun PowerPoint or not so fun, well, there's my email. I went into my Disney experience. So as travel agents, we help people create, manage their My Disney Experience account. If you have questions with your My Disney Experience account, please let us know. And let your travel agent know. And this is one thing that I help clients go in, book dining, book park reservations that are no longer, but I help make sure that everything is in your My Disney Experience, making sure that you're connected with everyone. It's so easy for us to do it. We can help walk you through it. But anyway, I'm in here. All I did is I jumped in the search bar here and I typed in Animal Kingdom. And then Animal Kingdom's like main page kind of pops up. And here is where you can access your park hours as well as the map. All right.
I always tell everybody to familiarize themselves with My Disney Experience before your trip. Like, as soon as we book, whether you book 6 months out or you book a week out, take your time as soon as we book, as soon as you have, you know, you're going, download the app and start like playing with it, because
Yeah, I tell people that too.
the more you familiarize yourself with this app and the location and the things that you looked at the map and you know that like Pandora's to the left when you walk in, like you're not going to be like walking into the bathroom is if you jump out of line. Familiarize yourself with this map. So maybe if you're listening to us and you do have a trip planned and that's why you're listening to us, go back and when you have time or you're laying in bed at night, watch this on YouTube just to like play around with what we're talking about, because it really does make a difference when you know where you're going when you're inside the parks.
Correct. Speaking of which, we're going back to Africa so I can find Tusker House. All right, pick us off with Tusker House there, Lauren.
Okay, so Tusker House is where we just went. And if you guys watch our Instagram or anything, it's an African-inspired buffet. It's located in Africa, obviously. It's character dining. It's got Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, and her friends for breakfast. It is so cute. They're in their safari gear. It's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is one Disney dining credit. You get 10% off if you're an annual pass holder. The breakfast menu is $35 to $59.99 per adult, and the lunch menu is over $60 per adult. Same thing with the dinner menu. The if you when you step inside Harambee, is that how you say
Harambee.
Harambee Marketplace, you'll see your favorite characters suited up in their best safari gear. So, this is one of my favorite character dinings. It's still like the chaos of character dining, which I talk about how I don't always love, but there for some reason it just feels different. I don't know if because you're in Animal Kingdom, you just feel like you're on more of a vacation or something. It just feels like you're like on a getaway, I guess. The food is so good. The red chicken curry is my favorite. They have Mickey waffles. They also have little Lion King waffles. They have amazing desserts, all the breakfast essentials. We've talked about this 1,000 times. I feel like I say it all the time, but they have like zebra bread and sunset, a piece of toast that looks like the Lion King sunset. It's just really cool. And my favorite server outside of Tyler is Neil. So if you're ever there, ask for Neil. He's been working there for years. He knows everything. It's really cool to find somebody that like can tell you a lot about the parks while you're having your meal. So you kind of like, oh, that's cool. Neil said this. Let's go find it after we're done eating. That kind of thing.
And they have that Mealy Pop. I could be butchering that, but I just looked it up on my vi on my video. Mealy Pop, Pap,
What is
PAP. You would think that's that like the creamy grit dish. Did you guys eat
Oh,
that?
I did not.
It was like a sweet grits type deal, but they were super creamy. I had, I think, like three helpings of it. I
Yeah,
dipped
it
like
was so
everything in it.
good.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I loved everything there. I thought everything was really good. I would definitely 100% do it again.
I wear my sunglasses at night. Dun,
I
dun, dun,
just
dun,
realized.
dun. In her living room at 8:30 at night in
Oh,
sunglasses.
she's in her
Here's a
new
beach
office.
bum.
Yeah, it's like a mess in here. But yeah, I am so like I wear these so much. There's an indent on my head for where they sit. It's just
Yeah,
like
I know
part of who
that.
I am, and it's like, I don't know, it gives me comfort. I always
It
assume
is. That's so true. You always have sunglasses on your head.
always.
It's part of who
Always.
I am.
I'm trying to go over to Asia here to
Oh
do
yeah, over to
our
Asia to one of
next.
my like top five favorite restaurants.
Yeah, I wish these popped up. Here's Yak and Yeti.
Yak and Yeti, located in Asia-inspired cuisine. It's at the base of Everest. Every time I go, I always get the tuna nachos. They are so good. I'm a huge ahi person. They're huge. They are huge. It's like even
Is
like I
there
think maybe because
enough
if you get them,
topping?
there's I think so, I mean there's a lot of chips. It's
Okay.
supposed to be those good crispy like wonton chips. I think they put a lot. I think every time you get it, it's a little like different whether how
Sure.
much is on it, but it's a huge pile.
Okay.
We always have leftovers. I've split it with four people when we still had leftovers. It's that massive. I would just get it and eat that as my entree, honestly. But they also have really good, my husband loves the lo mein there. And last time we were there, they had like a special menu and they had drunken noodles. And my husband loves drunken noodles. So,
What? Is it
yeah, we
just a
got the
limited
lo
time?
mein nachos and it was just a special. I don't know if they have it all the time. I didn't ask. I should have. But if you love
Sounds
drunken
fun.
noodles, if you love any kind of Asian inspired, I love Yak and Yeti. It's really good. It's one of those restaurants too that sometimes it's really hard to get a reservation there. I have walked up and had to, I mean, they're like, okay, come back. We'll put you on the list. You'll probably have to wait 2 hours. But I'm like, oh, I'm here walking around and might as well try if I couldn't get a reservation. But I feel like that's one of the ones that you definitely need a reservation for or you will be waiting. It is Disney Dining 1 credit. You get the 10% off of your annual pass holder. Lunch menu is anywhere between $15 to $35 per adult, and then dinner menu is $15 to $35 as well. So it's not like breaking the bank. It's not super expensive. They have really cool cocktails there. The inside of the restaurant is really cool, and I've always liked it. I don't know. How do you guys feel about it?
I've never
I
eaten
haven't
there.
eaten there.
Because I'm
You haven't eaten
usually,
there?
no, because
No.
I'm usually like at Animal Kingdom for maybe till lunch, where I just maybe grab a snack and then I'm out of there. And I either go over to Hollywood or I go over to Epcot, and I prefer to eat over there.
Oh,
I've done their quick
wow.
service. I did their quick service like a couple times, but I've never eaten in the restaurant. Wait, that's actually not true. Years ago, I ate there, but I don't remember like loving it or anything.
I love it. One of my
Yeah.
faves. One of my faves.
I definitely want to go again though, after you, especially after you said drunken noodles.
I want to
Oh,
try
yeah.
those nachos.
The
Yeah.
nacho, they're so good. So good, so worth it. I love it. But then
Okay.
next we have, which I mean, Rainforest Cafe. That's all over the place. That's just not at Disney. So I feel like everyone's been there once in their life.
This
And
one's
they have
like
it in Atlantic
slightly
City.
different.
They have one in Atlantic City I would go to. I think they have one when I lived in Myrtle Beach, but we went to this Rainforest Cafe when we first became annual pass holders like 5 years ago. And I was like, it's so, I love the inside of it. It's really cool. You're inside the rainforest as animals, and I love the vibe of it. And I'm like, let's give it a shot. I haven't eaten here in forever. I'm pretty sure it was a chicken curry dish, and I think it was this Bombay chicken and shrimp curry dish, and it was amazing. I ate the entire thing and my mind was like blown. I was like, I cannot believe how delicious this is, because I always just think, oh, kind of more of like chain restaurant, the quality isn't going to be there. It was amazing, and I still think of it to this day. So it's something I would go back and get. I don't know if you guys noticed, like my light
Yeah,
is
your light.
flickering. I
Yeah.
don't know if there's a ghost in my office or what's happening. So fun.
I
Yeah,
will this
I loved it.
this one tends to not be as crowded as the Disney Springs location.
Correct.
And
I agree.
you can eat here without going into the park.
And fun fact, you can enter the park through the Rainforest Cafe if there's like a long line to get in. It's like a little quick
Little
shortcut.
quick shortcut.
But we have a Rainforest Cafe down in the mall. New Jersey's like all about malls, and there's one in the mall like right by me, and it's really run down and the food is not that great. But and I just think like associate the two at
Yeah.
one time. And like after my dog bit somebody on our like mini honeymoon, we got the call about it when I was at Rainforest Cafe. So I like will never step foot in there again because I just feel like it's bad juju.
Negative. Yeah. And
But I think kid people love it with kids because it's like one of those places where it's interactive, it's immersive. The animals are making noise. They do the whole, it rains inside, like a rainforest. They have the whole thing. So if you've never been to one or you're from a part of a country where there isn't one, it's an immersive experience. So like if you have kids and you want to keep them busy while you're eating, but still have like decent food, this is one of the good places to go.
Yeah, and they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. One Disney dining credit, 10% off annual pass. So
something you should know is that it is, yes, it is on Disney property, but Rainforest Cafe is not owned by Disney. So keep that in mind that I don't always have as great of service inside a Rainforest Cafe versus a Disney restaurant.
I agree on that 100%. I feel like you can definitely tell the difference between the restaurants that are owned by like chains or outside companies and the Walt Disney World owned restaurants. There's definitely a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. Try them both.
You'll see. Yep. All right. So where's my Tiffin's? Golly. It's like tucked away somewhere. Guys, where's my Tiffin's?
I just tried to move
it about this fun. I've never eaten there, but I was looking at the menu and it looks awesome.
It's tucked like right here. No, that's Nomad Lounge, which is right connected to it. So here it is. Da 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 da. It's kind of tucked away. So when you are this is the long bridge that takes you from Pandora back into Africa. And if you go to Flight of Passage immediately once park opens, they back you up all the way back here. So it kind of backs you up here where Tiffin's and Nomad Lounge is. Okay. I have been to Tiffin's, and here's my little caveat here. This is also a one dining credit location. The quality of food that you are going to get at Tiffin's versus like a Rainforest Cafe or even a Yak and Yeti. Like, Tiffin's is kind of like a steakhouse type feel, vibe. It's African, Asian, Latin, which I think is hilarious. Like, you have like awesome. African fare and Asian fare and Latin fare. Like, what? It is a really cool restaurant in general. It's one of their newest restaurants in Animal Kingdom, and it's yummy. It's nice. It's kind of a little off the side, kind of off the beaten path. So it's quiet, especially like that Nomad Lounge. It's like their porch. Go ahead and grab a drink and an appetizer, and it's just yummy. Again, one dining credit for Tiffin's, which ranges from $35 to $60 a person, versus Yak and Yeti, it's like, I'm going to take Tiffin's all day.
Yeah.
It's kind of make the most of your dining. So those people that like, I saw this woman on Instagram. She's like, all right, we're going in and we're winning the dining plan today. She goes in and figures out how best to eat to maximize your dining plan credits. It's like, hey, this is how much money that it's going to cost you per day for your Disney dining plan. And this is how much it would have cost me if I didn't have the Disney dining plan. And that right there, folks, it is for some people who make a game out of it. Tiffin's is a restaurant where you're going to win the dining plan. Like, you are going to get more than your money's worth if you eat here. For sure.
Yeah, this is a nice restaurant in the middle of a theme park. Like, this is a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. So, and honestly, this park isn't open super late anymore. So to go there as a nightcap is like a nice little way to end a mm-hmm. day. Because mm-hmm. that is a nice restaurant. You're going to get a full meal, go home.
Especially if you eat, again, we should have mentioned this, like if you eat later or if you eat earlier. So parks, again, will stay open for the people who are finishing their dining, and they will stay, or they will open earlier for you if you get a early dining reservation. So if you work that, you can find yourself walking through an empty park. And
Yeah.
that's an experience that you can't get anywhere else, you know? Okay,
Yeah.
so again, look at this plate of food. I mean, yummy. It's
Yeah.
very yummy. So
This
this is
is so
open lunch and
hard
dinner.
to
Yeah.
do. It's so hard to do these episodes when I haven't
You're hungry?
eaten. I'm
Yeah.
so hungry.
We should also mention, hey guys, on your My Disney, oh my God, that is such a tongue twister. On your My Disney experience, you have access to all of the menus. So when we sometimes if I have a client who maybe doesn't do their dining homework and they just trust me and my opinion. So I will go in, I will make my best suggestions. I will send them what I made them. Hey, I made all of these dining reservations for you. And then they go on and they click on them and they look at the menu and they may say to me, hey, Jill, my kids won't eat anything at this restaurant. And if it's still early enough, I go in and I change it and it's fine. But you can view your menu, view your dining plan, your discounts, everything right here in your app.
I want to start eating at restaurants like the latest in the park so you can walk out and no one be
Right.
there.
Like, I
I
mean, think
really
about
want to
it.
do that.
This is a 7:30 p.m. Dinner's from 4 to 7:30, right? So if you snagged a 7:30 or a 7:20 dining reservation, they're not closing the park for you. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to get out. But the park closes at 8. So if they close the park at
Wait.
8,
Eight or not? Eight. Eight.
is
Yeah,
it?
you're right. Is it?
Sometimes
You're
it's
right.
6 o'clock. I was just looking at it for a client and I'm like, when they go, I'm like, ooh, Animal Kingdom's closing at six.
So it's like, that's the thing. It's like, if you're, hey, by the time you're done eating, takes about an hour, right? You're going to be walking out through fairly empty parks, like park streets. And that's beautiful. I clicked park hours and why didn't it take me there?
Because that's how that
Because
works.
that's Disney's. That's that right there is Disney's technology. All right, guys. What do you have a quote for us there, Lauren, while I'm
I threw
perusing
a
through
quote
here?
up there.
Done for the win. Done for the win.
A random quote. I'm like,
Look
I'll
at that.
talk
Oh, it
to
is.
you
Look at
tomorrow.
that. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
So again, you snag a 7:30 or a 7:20 dining reservation. You probably won't get done till 8:30. The park's been closed, which there's still going to be some people in there because they meander themselves through the streets, but that'll be a beautiful walk back out.
Yeah, definitely.
Dawn, you gonna read the quote?
I just threw a random Avatar quote in there. So I'm like, why not? Let's see what they have. So I wrote, everything is backwards now. Like out there is the true world and in here is the dream. So I liked that. I'm like, that's how I feel when I'm in Disney. Like this is the real world here. Back home's the dream. I want to stay here.
Yeah, right. All right, guys. Thank you so much. This was our short and sweet episode on all things full service Animal Kingdom. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Spill in the Teacups and on Facebook at Spill in the Teacups Podcast. Listen to us wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Share this with friends. Help us grow our community. Believe, dream, imagine for all your accessories in inducing magic band. Oh, including, there we go. Typo in my ad, including Magic Band Buddies. Tell me, Lauren, what is a Magic Band Buddy?
So they make all these really cute. I'm assuming they have one of those like laser printers because they make these little like silicone Magic Band covers. So like with a Magic Band, you could take the piece out and put it into an Apple iWatch. You could put it into like anything you want as long as you're able to scan it. So they make them on like carabiners and what are they called? Like the
Those lanyard thingies. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like
Those
a lanyard and
extendable.
retractable lanyards,
Yeah.
like a skiing tag. So they make them on all those for kids because a lot of times, even though you can make the Magic Band smaller for kids, a lot of times kids don't want to wear them. So they make them on those. We're going to try them out on the cruise next week and see how the kids like it. They are really cute. Colton has a little Thor hammer, and Finn has a Winnie the Pooh, and Sawyer has like a Mickey head. They make all different patterns. I have a couple of their hair clips. They're really, really cute. They make just cute accessories and stuff.
Okay, use our code spilling the tea to save some money. We also have 1953 designs for all the best accessories and shirts for your next Disney vacation. Save 15% with the code spilling the tea. And of course, our first and one and only Magic Candle Company for 20% off your favorite theme park and resort scents. Bring the vacation home to you with our code SPILLIN2020 for 20% off at Magic Candle Company. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, guys. Good night.
Thanks.
As three authorized Disney vacation planners, we pride ourselves on taking our knowledge and love for Disney by turning your dream vacation into reality. When you book your Disney vacation with us, we take the stress away with our complimentary vacation planning services. Yes, there are no additional costs when booking your vacation through us. From helping with dining and park reservations, custom itinerary planning, and all the tips and tricks you never knew you needed. We are your personal FAQ section for all things Disney. Our goal is to have every husband, wife, or partner saying yes to another Disney vacation before you even leave the first one. Consider us your personal genies as we transform everyone into one Disney addict at a time. Thank you for listening to the Spillin' the Teacups podcast.